You're about 20 over 9, Ken. You're a big, strong signal. Trevor, you're a similar signal. So happy New Year to both of you and your families. And I heard Ian call in G6 TVJ. So take another, Ian. Pass it on to Tony, G3YYH, because it's within about 2 minutes for the start of the greetings now.
GW6TVJ, returning. Okay, thanks for that, Paul. Thanks for bringing me in. I'm just looking at Justin's oscilloscope there. We've just done a few tweaks to the OptiMod and the some various bits of equalization. So hopefully you're hearing us okay. And just checking on the temperatures and pressures here of this amazing array of sophisticated equipment while I sit in Justin's shack. So anyway, good morning to all stations that are on. And I've heard, Paul, I should say we've heard, Paul, Tony, Trevor, Ken, good signal from you. And I'll pass it back to Tony in a minute. We're listening on an AR-88 and transmitting on a completely anonymous array of lights and meters, but I'm reliably informed this is a Class E transmitter, which is all glowing away nicely. So, New Year's greetings to everyone. Hope everybody had a good New Year's Eve. Paul and I, my twin brother, have been entertained by Justin and the family, so we're very grateful for that. So we've not had a bad bad evening. Nothing particularly raucous, but we've had a few tipples, etc. Anyway, I won't hold it. I will be listening, so I'll pass it back over to Tony. I hope you're well there, Tony. From G3YYH, from, I think this is right, GW6 TVJ.
King 6RYL solid. Noted on my piece of paper. This is G3YYH returning to GW6TVC. So, good morning to you, Ian, and good morning to Justin in the background. I'm very happy with GW6TVC. I don't really know if it's right or not. I think it'll do very nicely, so let's stick with that. I think you're using mains power, so that makes it not portable. You're using your, I don't know. GW6TVJ works for me here, so that's all fine. Now, I'm going to start proceeding now. I have the following statement on my piece of paper already. GW6TVJ, C4KTF, good morning, Ken. Very good signal. M1PVC, G6RYL. Are there other stations wishing to join this briefing set? Other stations wishing to join this briefing set, then please space yourself out. G3YYH standing by. Nothing heard, nothing heard. Paul, did you hear any stations? Over.
No, only the sideband stations, Tony. There weren't any callers for you. Back to you.
Maybe we can invite the French sideband station to join us. Anyway, let's just proceed. So the order I have is PA3GLH, GW2BJ, C4KTF, F1TVC, and T6RYL. But I'll stop. And what you're going to do, gentlemen, is you're going to pass it on to the next person in that list. So I hope you think that who it's going to be going to. Any problems, just bounce it back to me and I'll sort things out. But on behalf of myself and the committee, the females committee, I'd like to wish all of you and everyone listening a very happy New Year, a very happy, prosperous and healthy New Year. Prosperous in the sense of may the good things happen for you, not so much in the sense of monetary welfare. But looking forward to a year where we can travel more freely, be friends more freely, and where we can meet face-to-face at all, and so on. So plenty to look forward to, I think, and I think the evidence is we're heading in the right direction. But, please God that it will all go well for the next year for all of us. But wishing you and yours a very happy New Year anyway. So, around to you, Trevor, and I imagine you've got the system in your head. We've got it before, so over to you, Trevor. PA3, POH,
This is G3YYH.
Yeah, G3YYH,
this is PA3BH. Well, good morning to Tony and good morning to everybody else. Just about copying everybody. I think your signal's not quite as strong as usual, Tony. A lot of QRM in the background there, but copying you 100% anyway. Good morning to everybody else, and yes, Happy New Year to everybody, and would like to repeat what you said. Let's hope this is going to be a good year, both for everybody in general, and also from the radio front. I'm sure we'll be getting together to meet each other, and hopefully things like auctions will go ahead. And certainly a lifesaver has been the ability to talk to everybody with this medium of ours. So anyway, I decided to come up on the 8470. That's the one out of the Nimrod, and it was also the one for the TSR2. It was putting out about 100 watts or so, but it is capable of kilowatt airborne. We've got a power supply that can generate that and of course also three phase and everything. So that's the story here. Looks like it's going to be a nice day here, so looks like it's going to be a good start to the new year. And you're very quick off the mark with the list. And I'm pretty sure, I think you said it would be Ken next. So I'm going to pass it over to Ken, and if that's not correct, then Ken, just a little pause, and then Tony can get in and correct that. But anyway, G4KCM, it's a cracking signal over here, Ken, so I wonder what you're working with. And one of these days, I'll get to visit you again. That would be very nice. G4KCM. Okay, Ken.
Yeah, PA3BOH, G4. Curse for your returning. Yeah, just bear with me. Well, that's better, I think. They are not, for whatever reason, the SWR has gone up. Anyway, really good morning to everybody, and happy new year. And yes, Tony's sentiments echoed again. And let's hope that we can get out a bit more this year and meet up with people at the rallies, etc., etc. Very good signals up to now. As I said before, you're a stronger director, Chair, than any of our via the SDR, which is rather strange for me. But maybe gives an idea of the conditions. Well, according to my list, it's Paul next. M1PVC is okay to him, but I think somewhere along the line we've missed out Ian. I'm not sure. So according to you, Paul, you always have your finger on the pulse. Best wishes to everybody. M1PVC, G4KCF.
Before you take it over, Ian, and then put it onto me. Okay, GW6, CBJ, just check Justin's oscilloscope there. Thanks for that, Ken, and no bother about the order there. Great signal from you. You're really lighting up Justin's AR88 here. Although it's quite a lively frequency this morning. But anyway, once again, greetings from a top secret location somewhere north of Swansea. I've been hearing everybody quite well this morning. I'm operating from Justin's shack, which is an amazing, sophisticated array of all sorts of things. I'm quite envious, actually. Quite a lot larger than my shack, a little box bedroom at the back of the house. But anyway, all those stations have been heard so far. I haven't heard the RYL station, but greetings to you anyway from Swansea. And I have heard Stuart called in, and I think maybe another station called in. So I'm operating Justin's Class E, and Justin is at my side there. And we wish everybody happy New Year. And thanks again to the signal at the VMAS committee, and for all the great stuff that they do, including signal. I'm just reading some of the notes here. And what fun AM is, the stuff that we've done the last few years, is, I can't tell you how much fun I've had building things and seeing other stuff that people have built and restoring bits and pieces, you know, bidding at the auction, sometimes a bit frustrating, but, you know, it gets the old heart time thing, doesn't it, for those new things, holding up your bit of paper, and all this vintage stuff is so much fun. It's definitely the best sort of aspect of amateur radio that we're all involved in, so I'm very grateful for it, and say well done again to all the people involved in VMARS. Anyway, I better not ramble on too long. It's probably not an LBC morning. So, as I say, Happy New Year from myself, Justin. The Lesser Heard Station, G7RHT, is still in his bed, I think. He perhaps had too many beers last night. So, all the best from everybody here, and over to you there, Paul. M1PDC from GW6TVJ.
BBC. Yes, okay there, Ian, thank you for that. I can just concur with all you said there, both on the committee and their activities, VMARS, the Signal Journal, and AM in general, and it's a breath of fresh air that the younger guys like yourself can sort of bathe in the glory of AM, which people of my age and older is just common knowledge. Anyway, I would like to add season's greetings to all members on the net and any shortwave listeners. Hope you all have a very happy, healthy and safe new year ahead. And, let's keep it short. All good signals. Nobody is below 10 over 9 at the present moment. Ian, you are 25 over 9. So I'm going to correct the call sign because I think it's a G0. G0, Romeo, Yankee, Lima, Robin, Portland State, M1PVC.
G0, TBI.
Zero, Romeo, Yankee, Lima, returning. Good morning, everyone. Name Rob Rumble, Oscar Bravo. Signals are poor to me this morning, but Ian, very strong. Quite 40 here, so very readable. All of the stations I'm studying is
Yes, good morning, Tony. Good morning, all. And apologies, I'm trying to get a WebSDR up on screen, but I can't. So I am actually listening to you via the 730 Oblique 4, and you're very strong. So is Paul PVC. Ian was top of the shop, very strong indeed. But that's all I've heard thus far. Not sure if it was Rob O'Rail. Greetings to you, Rob, if it was you, and to the good lady. And let's hope we can see one another at this year's flight refueling, because I understand from Max that the flight refueling rally will be on. Anyway, I'm on my own this morning because Anne is in the land of Nod. I went to bed early because I wasn't feeling too grand, and brought the new year in. So I'll let her have another half an hour, and I've got to give her a shout. Well, I slept very well indeed. So happy New Year to everybody, and let's hope we can get together soon at some event or other, and hopefully that will be an auction or a rally. That's it. So what's the week last two? and I'm on the 1509, of course. Hopefully you're all copying okay. Did I check my VSWR?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I was ducking around yesterday on various frequencies, raw signals, RFRs, etc. And then we were at Cosford as well. So we were here, there, and everywhere. So a busy day. Back over to you, Tony. G3, we're in Yankee Hotel. And happy New Year to you and the family. And hope all is going well. And special member mention for one of our committee members. He probably won't be listening, but get well soon. Right. G0 and TBI, just a couple of seconds to switch on.
G0 TBI, T3YYH, and yes, and as I say, happy New Year to you and Anne as well. Yes, I was in bed before 10 o'clock last night and woken up by fireworks at midnight, and that's the nearest I got to celebrating any form of New Year. One last call for other stations wishing to join this greetings net. Is there anybody who wishes to give New Year's greetings? Go ahead, please, now.
Okay,
a G4 station. I didn't catch the whole call, so I'm afraid I was lacking concentration on that second, but go ahead with an over, please.
Go ahead, Pete, SBS.
Well, this is called 4, sorry about the fact that I need to check the tuning in there. Okay, well, I just come out here to say happy New Year to everyone, to endorse the comments about the Signal magazine, and I now understand reading this month is an interesting request receivers, so I'm good on that. I dropped over Black and last time I was on because I dropped carrier and there was no receiver. We have taken out the front end transistor from this object. But all back on now using the object 425. And I will just wish everyone some truth. Happy New Year. I'll just go back to listening mode. So Chisel from Golf 4, Sierra Bar Foxtrot in the group.
Very good, Keith, very good. G4 SBS, G3 YYH, and the tail end of the female's greetings set. So one last call for anybody wishing to give greetings. This is G3 YYH. Looking for any of the callers to do this greetings set, and standing by.
Yeah, good morning.
No, I have a signal. Go ahead, please, Colin, G3 TSK. Very good, Colin. This is G3YYH returning to G3 TSK. Happy New Year to you and to Sheena too. I hope you're good and warm this year and all's well. And I look forward to catching up with you sometime next year. And I hope that Ian, your son, returned all the goodies that he collected the other week. So, and I hope you're happy with your auction winnings. But you have another opportunity coming up in February to acquire more gear, Colin. I'm sure you'll take it with I'm going to call a halt to proceedings now. Thank you all for joining this free set for the struggle of the French Life and Station. Happy New Year to you all, and I can leave the frequency clear like a change. And we shall await the arrival of the set control of the 830 net, which I believe is 223 BCW in what I make to be 13 minutes' time. Paul, if you wouldn't mind sending others, if you don't mind trying to keep hold of the frequency, that would be much appreciated, where I disappear for 13 to 14 minutes. So G3YYH is now going to go QRT, but we'll rejoin the main net in a few minutes. Standing by.
Thank you, Tony. The station DNZ. Go ahead, old man, in 1PVC.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, all. Just wishing everyone a happy new year. Doing a few bits in a minute myself, and I'll probably come on a bit later on. Happy new year to all of you. T1DNZ.
T1DNZ, M1PVC. Yes, 10 over 9, Graham. Lovely signal. Happy new year to you. Trevor, let's leave pauses, and anybody wishes to join, we're listening on the frequency, otherwise we might as well run down that list again. PA3BOH M1PVC.
Good morning to everybody, nice list here, and copying everybody direct. Good morning to you, Graham. Colin, copying you direct. And then Ian and Ken, the tracking signals as usual. And Tony,
not quite as strong as the others, but still a good signal. The usual tracking signal there for us.
So that's the situation here.
Yeah, I think I'd repeat what Ian was saying. Thanks to everybody for running the club. And thanks for all the members. I think that's the big thing. It's the members that are running the club, and the fact that the members come on the app. I think that's the big thing, the fact that we're able to come on the app. That really is something which keeps this club going. So I think congratulations for all the members in Forest Hill. But anyway, I got it wrong the last time. It should go to Wales first and then to Yorkshire. So I'm going to pass it over to Ian or Justin. It's Justin out of bed yet. And then after you, Ian, it goes to Ken. So all cracking signals as I said. GW6TVJ, KCQ, over to you there, Ian.
GW6TVJ returning to PA3BOH and the rest of the group. Okay there, Trevor. Well, just about hearing you on this AR88, I've just narrowed the bandwidth a bit. I'm not that familiar with AR88, but a good signal, and a little QRM, but it's all other traffic rather than lots of that I get locally. No LED lights around here. So, anyway, nice to know this morning, Trevor. I think on New Zealand, the AD470 from a Nimrod, and guess what's parked outside this shack and our panel? No less than a Nimrod engine, the Rolls Royce Spey, all wrapped up for winter, I might add. Poor thing is out in the rain, but with some covers over it. But still hearing everybody all right, so greetings to a few other stations. The fellow Ajax owner, G4SPS. I think I can feel an Ajax net coming on. Why don't we have a trawler band net full of all those crazy little trawler band radios that pop up from different British manufacturers, and then perhaps some sailor stuff as well. Morning to Colin there, good signal into South Wales, and Graham, great signal from you there, but certainly I'm hearing you here in South Wales better than I do in the only station I've really struggled with is Rob. Not can hear Rob too well here, but greetings to you also, if you're still listening. Not much to report here. Very, well, it's not quite light yet, but it's quite a damp morning already, and quite a damp night, I think. Good news about the flight refueling rally. Yeah, I hope to attend that. Although that's a little way off yet, but hope that rally can go ahead as all the regular rallies can go ahead, and we can all get back to those. I just wrote down something. I don't know if anyone knows. I'm going to disappear in a minute, but I wonder whether the yearly KW net, the GV8KW special events station, I wonder whether that's operating this year. I did briefly search for it on some social media, but I don't think I've found the latest info, any info relating to last year. But I wonder if anybody knows if the KW map is on this year. Anyway, that's probably enough for me. I'm going to disappear, and hopefully Justin has put the mattress on. Once again from South Wales, Happy New Year. And after me, I think it does go to you, Ken. Cracking signal from you, Ken. I'm hearing you better here than I do in Bristol. Well, I hear most stations here better than I do in Bristol, because Justin is very fortunate with proper low noise level. Although the band is quite lively with other amateur traffic, so it's quite a busy morning QRM wise. But anyway, 7-3 from us here in South Wales, and over to you there, Ken. G4KTF from GW6TVJ.
Yeah, GW6TVJ, G4KTF. That's a very good signal. In fact, everybody's really good signal this morning. I tend to listen on the G4FTH site. Really, just to get rid of the local noise, but I've been swapping between that and the other AX1, which of course has no S-meter in, so I can't give any S-meter readings. But everybody's been perfectly qualified, and even the weaker station, as I think it was Peter there, was quite weak and long was, but still readability fine, so not a lot of problem. And for those that weren't on before, we had season greetings to everybody, and let's look at some of the rallies in this year. I did mention it to one last year, the Arms who were met up with Stuart and one or two others were there.
Unfortunately, can't stay on very long this morning because we're off for New Year's breakfast at Wisley. So I shall be disappearing, so I should just make this a one and only. But a very happy New Year to everybody, and it looks like it's a slightly brighter morning, so hopefully that will be prescient for the rest of the year. So over to you, Paul, and I heard two stations call in, and I think I'll let you pick them up. M1PVC, GC1JO.
Yep, well done, Martin, 7-3 to you, happy new year, happy, healthy and safe new year to you and Minsab. I heard Ken, G4WPD to take M1PVC, nice pictures in the newsletter there, Ken. And put it on to Stuart if there's still time. Otherwise, it goes to the net controller, which is G3XGW. Take it, Ken.
Thank you, Paul. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for WPD.
those that don't know, name is Ken, CTH is Kensington McKenzie 3, and we're about 3 miles southwest of the main Heathrow London International Airport. Also phoned up in Vanguard this morning and using the Edison EA12 receiver. Well, like Martin said, there are lovely morning down here. A little bit of sunshine out there in Clifton. And thank goodness it stopped raining there. Happy New Year, of course, to everybody on there. And I think it's already been mentioned, looking forward to rats and rallies. And let's hope it's going to be a nice and safe and good and healthy one. I think we're long overdue for a good and happy New Year indeed there. We stayed up last night, we was out with some friends there, down there near Camberley. We went down there last evening and saw the New Year in and returned to the television to see a little bit. But goodness me, what a load of nonsense on the television. Absolutely appalling. And I thought they would have done better. Right, that's it. The witching hour is nearly upon us, so I will pass it, I believe, around to G3XGW. If he doesn't pick me up, then Paul, maybe you could do the honours. So G3XGW to take. This is G4WP with the 4 miles net money.
Not about yet, just stand by. Let me just check. Are you there, Keith?
Yeah, very good morning. G3XGW. Just check I got it. Yeah, thanks for that, Keith. Just on my way back from the bathroom. I had to shave before being a wet controller, and it doesn't, otherwise, it doesn't go with the dinner jacket and everything, does it? Fine. Very good morning, all. I've been listening for a little while. Mostly on wireless headphones while I've been going around the place. So I've got a list of stations that have been on the greetings net and the pre-net. And the first thing, of course, to say is Happy New Year to everybody, and let's hope it's a better one. Alright, just check I've got it. Yeah. The stations I've got so far, who may or may not be continuing into the VMARS net, are G3YYH, M1PVC, PA3BOH, who I shall put at the top, G4KCF, GW6TVJ, an interesting new call sign, G0RYL, G0TBI, G4SBF, G3TSK, G1DNZ, G3YJO, who I believe won't be staying with us, unless you might want to make a quick over or tell us someone at the top. Martin, if you're still there. G8URE, I heard, and G4WPD. So do any other stations want to put their call signs in the air? G3XGW listening.
Golf 3 Yankee Hotel, G3YH. Good morning, Keith.
G4JSX, George 4 Juliet Sierra X-ray.
Golf 0, Foxtrot Golf X-ray, G3TX.
Oh, that was all that. Got you already, Tony, so. I assume you've translated over to the truck. G4JSX. Now, why have I written FGX? That's not right. What I meant to write down was VSC. My brain's not working this morning. It was a bit of a late one. And 20WRL. I'm pretty sure I heard Laurie in there, so we'll call you in early as well. Any other takers?
G3LEO, G3LEO.
Yep, G3LEO, one or two Gerald. And then a silence, so I don't know if there are any more. I'll take one more listen. No. So maybe people are still recovering from
possible celebrations, and fairly late. And
that's it. I'll move things around slowly. So I'll bring in
Trevor first, probably followed by Ian, F4VSC, and a 20WR. Where did I put L? 20WRY, and possibly Martin, G3YJ, if he is still there. So, first thing, of course, if anybody's listening and doesn't know what's going on here, this is the VMARS Vintage Military Amateur Radio Society, Saturday morning ANNet, which is a weekly net, and the only requirements are that you be on AM, amplitude modulation, otherwise known as advanced modulation, by some of the angles. And the other thing to remember is please don't tune up on frequency. I'll give a tuning slot in a moment for people to adjust the dials. And but if you would please not tune up on the frequency, because it's rather rude blotting out somebody else while you're fiddling about with your transmitter. So if you want to go a little bit off frequency, say 10k or so. Right, with that, I shall leave a tuning slot about 45 seconds from now.
White rabbits, white rabbits.
Very good. And lots of interesting sounds heard. So, I wish you all a very good morning and a happy new year, as I've already said. It's not a bad day here. My name is Keith. And my location's just south of Evesham in Worcestershire. But we do have some blue sky, but no sunshine yet. So we live in hopes. Hopefully it's going to be a pleasant day. The next village closes the road, and it's on a slight hill called Ashton Underhill, and they have a go-kart race every New Year's Day. So we'll be going along to that. It'll be good fun. Right, enough of that. Let me kick things off. I don't think there's any other announcements. I've lost my crib sheet, so I'll have to find that in due course. But I think we'll start things off, and then obviously people can call in. Please leave gaps, and then I certainly shall, in case anybody wants to join a little bit later. So the first station I shall put on the list then is Trevor, PA3BOH, G3XGW with a VMARS net by for you.
Yeah, G3XGW, this is PA3BOH, welcome on in, I'm going to see you. Happy New Year to everybody who's on the air. Thanks to everybody up from early. And also, it's the first one of the New Year. Let's hope that lots of greetings already. I've got about 15 stations already on my list, which I've heard in the pre-net, and also just calling in. And the last few that called in are all coming in very nicely. Good morning to you, about 5 at 9. Dr. Martin, good morning, 5 at 9. Yourself, please, about 5 at 8, 5 at 9. Kenin Staines, good morning to you, about 5 at 8, 5 at 9. Jonathan, the same, good morning, and Martin, my deal. Also about that. And everybody else, I think, have given single reports, so all very good singles here. Yeah, I'm on the AD470, that's the one from the Nimrod, and heard from
and that they've got to stay there. So that's really something. I know there's a few Nimrod airframes around the world, around the UK, without engines in. So maybe we can bring one together with one of the planes and install it. I know where there is one without an engine, which is kept in good condition, though. So maybe you guys should bring your stay together with that Nimrod. I'll bring my AD-470 along, and we'll see if we can get on the air with that. Of course, that'll be fun. There's something to do in the new year. But anyway, enough of that. I will not be, well, maybe coming back for the second round. Not quite sure, depending on the timing. I have to go off this morning and run the 6118 at the local 6118 at, and normally this net runs on such that I've had to leave the frequency and go off to that net, so I'm not sure if we'll be on again, but anyway, wish everybody best 73s and happy new year and everything, and I hope all goes well with everybody's projects. There's plenty of things for us to do, I think, in the future. So back to you there, Keith, G3XDW, PA308. Over to you.
Yes, very good, Trevor.
PA3BOH, G3XDW, nice to hear you this morning. And the AD470 sounding very good. And yes, you might need a few more bits and pieces to get the Nimrod in the air, but it sounds like a good start, doesn't it? An engine, an airframe, and a radio. Anyway, nice signal, 5-9 plus 10 on peaks, and I'll call you in on the second round, but not to worry. Okay, FOVSC, I think, and the other continental station. Would you like to go ahead, Ian? G3XGW with a VMARS net, bye.
I didn't hear Ian call in, but Bob FTX did call in, Keith. I think there was confusion there.
Right, okay, thank you for that, Paul. Yeah, so what I wrote down and what was in my brain, obviously, were slightly miles apart, shall we say, literally. So, okay, I'm going to call in Bob in that case, because Bob's a fair old distance away from me, and certainly a distance from the northern stations. G0FGX, apologies for that. G3XGW.
G8CDC's on.
Yep, I heard a station call there, and then dropped their carrier and missed their call sign, so whoever that was, perhaps I'll have another go in a second. I'm not quite tuned up correctly, so I'll probably keep this this quite short for the minute, so I'm not quite running full power. There's something amiss with the DX100 at the moment, so we won't carry on for too long, in case we do it some harm. It just doesn't look... hang on, can I get a bit more out of it? There we go. It doesn't look too happy at the moment, that's all. The name here is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo, for those who don't know me, located in Helston, in Cornwall, and running the DX100 into a G5RV at the minute. But I'm going to pass it back to you, Keith, as the DX100 does seem to be very unhappy at the moment, so we're going to sort it out by the second go. And your report, by the way, 5 and 9 is from TSP here in Helston. Foxtrot, Fox, Trot, Golf, X-ray.
W0XHO.
Yes, okay, John. I also got CDC on that one as well. Morning, Pete. Peter. Yes, fine, Bob. Yeah, you weren't too strong. You were about 5 and 8 tonight. Well, you're just about touching the 9 on the meter here. But nice to hear you this morning. So obviously you want to have a little tweak of the controls. So we'll carry on, and you'll presumably be a bit stronger on the second round, despite conditions, I guess, will go down a bit. Okay, 20WRY, I'm fairly sure I heard you in there, Laurie. Would you like to go ahead? G3XGW.
Thank you.
G3XQW
with the V-Mars net. Yes, okay, Laurie, fine. Yeah, about 5 and 8 here. Not much more than an 8, so not too strong. But 100% copy. And nice to hear you on this morning. Okay, I'll try Martin, if he's still there, hasn't rushed off for breakfast yet. G3YJO, G3XGW.
And G3XGW, G3YJO, well, very good morning, thanks Keith. I was just about to depart, but I hung on to wish everybody a very happy new year. And for those that aren't familiar, the name is Martin, and the QTH is Fort Village of Normandy, just outside Guildford in Surrey, where this morning actually the sky looks quite bright and cheerful. This morning running a wireless at 53 on low power, and an R107 and loop aerial. And so far, all signals seem very good. Conditions seem quite nice. Paul and Keith, you're 20 over 9. Trevor was 10. WPD plus 5. And Laurie was good strength 8. And with a noise level of strength 4, that was a nice Q5 signal this morning, Laurie. So thanks for letting me in early there, Keith. And say, wish everybody all the best for the new year in 2022. Hopefully, it's going to be better than the last one. And back to you, and thanks for running the net, and probably won't be around for the next round unless it takes an awful long time, and by the time we've had breakfast and got back. G3XGW.
Yes, fine, Martin. G3YJO, G3XGW. Yes, lovely signal from you. Absolutely beautiful. Watching 20 over 9, certainly at times. So I hope you enjoy your breakfast. And nice to thank you for the... new greetings. Yes, I think when we raised our glasses last night at midnight, we didn't really say, we didn't really welcome the new year, we just said good riddance to the old one and all that it was associated with. So, let's hope things are better. Okay, fine from you, and next station, then I'll start now on the list that, in the order that I initially had them. So, Tony, I think, is next. If you've got the I believe it's the 12 set cranked up in your truck there, Tony. G3YYH, G3XGW.
For JXK.
I didn't get the call sign, but I know that you did, Keith. Good morning to all. Yes, this is G3YYH, and I'm set outside of my drive in a 1943 Canadian truck using the wireless S12 that Martin M0 MGA has just finished restoring. It's been an epic restoration, restored from a wireless S12 that a couple of VMAIL's committee members poured rusty water out of. It's having been sat in a puddle for years. And it looks like it still, I have to say, because conscious decision not to do a huge amount of making it look good, making it look safe, and making it work has been the priority. That's being used with an R107, courtesy of G3YJO, which is an immaculate restoration. So, just having a practice of restoration by the R107 12. I guess it's a wireless sender 12, isn't it, really? Wireless sender 12, which I'll carry through in the truck here. Using my own series of belly aerial, just 180 feet of coax to get upstairs to the radio room to use the aerial, the aerial there. But it's only a few watts. This is only, I can't tell actually, I think it's about 8 watts that I've got here. It's barefoot, so I'll be very interested to hear the signal reports. The weather here, yes, it's very similar, of course. It's almost a blue sky. Today, it's not actually raining. It's actually quite pleasant. It'll be a great day for a walk. But that's not what we're doing today. Dr. Rosie has been doing a lot of work to maintain. And let's end up from Fort Village, just a bit north of Ledbury in Hertfordshire. We're off to the pub there today for today. Perhaps I've been to see whether we're off to. So I'm quite looking forward to that. Anyway, back to you, Keith. I expect it will be on the same we'll see something. G3XGW, and this happy morning view on the this is G3YYH in the Canadian Magic.
good, Tony. Just let me take a break before I come back to you. Is there another station that I thought I got?
Yes, sir. Gas 4, Julia, X-ray, Kilo, G4, Jax, K, please go ahead.
Okay, fine, yeah, I've got you on the list. Yes, excellent, Tony. Well, that's in the true tradition of Martin's 12 sets, that one is very loud. Sounding absolutely tremendous. Doing a great job there. We're about 10 over 9 here on peaks, but of course we're quite close. But if that's only 8 watts, it sounds like a lot more. So he's doing a brilliant job. And interested to hear about the family tree stuff, yes. As you know, my wife's seriously into that as well. So that's a nice idea to go to Ledbury. Right, next station I've got is Paul, M1PVC. Would you mind getting a Paul, G3XGW.
G3XGW. Excuse me, M1PVC. Fine, thank you, Keith. Well, excellent signals. Now, for the sake of our shortwave listeners that may not know this station, Sussex, near the village of Hartfield, 35 miles to 350-foot ASL, using a lab gear LG 300 transmitter with its lab gear crystal microphone, this morning at PSU's SDR. Absolutely brilliant signals this morning. All stations are heard on call-in, and the stations that preceded me, Keith, you're 20 over 9, Trevor was 10 over 9, Bob was 5 over 9, Laurie was readability 4, strength 8, Martin YJO 15 over 9, and Tony creeped up to 10 over 9. And, well, Martin has done the same. He's got that brilliant regenerative modulation on that. Sounds wonderful, Tony. Absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. It's punching way above its weight, as they say. Well, as I say, all stations heard on call-in. I must apologise because I have a fair bit to do today, and believe it or not, for the first time for about 2 or 3 weeks, we've actually got clear skies, so I've got some decent weather. A lot of external spray painting to get on with, so I'm going to be rude and back out now, which is why I'm saying that I heard at all stations. I wish you all a happy, healthy and safe New Year. And look forward to working all stations many times during 2022. That'll come hard, remembering that. So, back to you, Keith. You're doing a marvellous job, but, it looks as though you've got good conditions. So, keep up the good work, as you always do. G3XGW, M1PVC, listening for about another 5 minutes and then having to throw the big switch.
Yes, okay, Paul, fine, lovely signal from you. 20 over 9, and sounding very good. And what, of course, I didn't say on my preamble was that I'm also having an LG 300 in its original power supply modulator. But the similarity there ends at the source, in my case, is an Eddystone 680X. And the aerial's a half-wave inverted V doublet with about 25 feet in the middle. So, having done that, I can now move on, and good luck with the job there, Paul. So, G4 KCF, Ken, I use the G3XGW.
Yeah, G3XGW. G4 KCF, returning, yeah? Good morning to you, Keith. Very nice signal indeed. In fact, everybody's good signals this morning. I'm swapping between the G4FPH SDR, only really for the benefit of getting over the local noise, and also listed on an RAX 1 receiver. The unit is a front dipole at about 20 odd feet at the front. More or
nice horizontal that the ends have been round to fit in the fairly short space we have. And fed with open well feeder to homebrewed ATU. Transmitters ART13 and receivers I've just outlined. It's been playing around with some TRF gear for next week. I've got quite a collection of TRF sets and to be honest, I'm a bit smart of a choice now, which way to jump. there's a good collection, but not a good set of rules. I think that's a way to put it. But anyway, that's all we're going to do. It's WX. It's very still, good drive. The patio is dry, and it makes a pleasant change. And it's, I think it's been the warmest New Year's Eve on record. We didn't go out last night, we sat in the house and watched the New Year in from the old QTH. That's the okay. Best wishes to everybody for the New Year. G4KCF.
Yeah, fine, Ken, lovely signal from you, G4KCS, G3XGW, and a good 15 over 9, so as you say, conditions are excellent this morning. The Aerial T13 working very well, so yeah, happy New Year to you as well, of course, and let's hope it's a good one. Okay, next I've got G0RYL. I think that's Rob in Portland. Would you like to go ahead? G3XGW with a VMAR set by.
Zero Romeo Yankee Lima Recorder. Yes, good morning, Keith. Good signal from you. Readability 3-5. 3-5, so a lot of noise this one, but happy New Year, as I said to you all. Yes, located at Portland, and it's surprisingly bright this morning with blue skies, so good start to the year. Thank you, Keith. Well, G3XGW, G0RYL.
G0RYL, G3XGW. Well, very good morning to you. Haven't got this right. I think it is Rob, isn't it? In Portland. And just about making the 7 on peaks there, Rob. I didn't catch what you were running, unfortunately. So would you give me a quick break on what you're running? Go ahead. I don't think you're copying me too well. Okay, we'll figure it out later. Next station I have is G4TBI. Would you like to go ahead, Stuart?
Yes, good morning, Keith, and good morning to the Root Group. And we've been having to toggle between WebSDR that keeps dropping out. I've been trying to cook my breakfast or make my breakfast. And I was listening to the Acometer.live on the Western, but that drops out every so often from the mobile phone. I'm not sure why. Maybe you have to keep the phone active. So now I'm back to the stood in front of the 1509 and utilising the 730 oblique 4. So everybody's coming through the Eddystone at the minute. but all reasonable signals. I couldn't hear Bob there, Rob, down in Portland, RYL. But as I say, we'll hopefully see you at this year's flight refueling rally. On the subject of rallies, I think Ken WPD mentioned something earlier, just to remind people in case they don't know, the Canvey Island Rally sadly has been cancelled. So that's the first time or two of the year the Canvey Island Rally is not on. It just remains to be seen what rallies do appear in the calendar, and we'll try and keep you updated week by week. But other than that, so let's hope for a nice VMARS event. Right, thanks for running the net, Keith. You were a good 5 and 9 at one stage, but you've gone down in time. From G0 TBI, back to you, Keith.
Yes, okay, Stuart. Yeah, it's a very big signal here, 20 over 9. No problem at all on the 15 over 9. And nice to hear you using a real receiver, Stuart. I think you've got one or two there, haven't you? But I'm sure this maybe this will be the year when you get your changeover sorted out. No, I can hear some strange noises. I can't figure out what it is. Anyway, hopefully it's not nothing to do with the channel session here. Yeah, very good morning to you, and hopefully see you during the year at some point when things get back to normal, shall we say. Okay, the G4SBF, Sierra Bravo Foxtrot. Would you like to go ahead, G3XGW, with a V-minus net?
This is Golf 4, Sierra Bravo Foxtrot, G4SBF. I'm running here Ajax A25, and transmitting from Dayton New Forest near Southampton. Running about 20 watts, just over, into your offset dipole. That's on Rams Pete Demand, and just been listening around. I will make this a phone, just to put that in parallel. So I don't think I've actually been on the official net before. I call into the local females right in the morning sometimes. Well, the other receiver I've got here is an R209, which is on standby, because this I just had to replace the relay stuck on changeover, and it took out the front end transistor, so if it does that again, then I'll have to go on the backup receiver. Anyway, I won't hold it. Good signal to me, listening on direct and on the rest.
Wow.
So back to net control. Golf 4, Sierra Bravo Foxtrot.
G4SBF, G3XGW. Well, very, very nice to hear you, Pete. I don't think we've worked before, but you're putting out a nice signal with that Ajax, and you're peaking 15 over 9 here, and nice to hear you on the net if you don't come on very often. So excellent from near Southampton, I think you said. Right, G3TSK from Somerset, which I believe had the hottest. Is it the hottest New Year's Eve in recorded history yesterday? G3TSK, G3XGW. The heat might have affected you. Go ahead, Tony, G3TSK, G3XGW.
Yes, Roger. Well, that's a good start, isn't it? This is Golf 8 Tango Sierra Claude. I was going to come back to say that if it was the hottest, I wasn't aware of it, so there you go. The feedback, I do apologize, it's a TRF, which I'm trying to get going for the 12th of this month. And I don't know that information, Paul, I got you just a couple of days ago, just on the tail end there. And I've been busy doing that. Anyway, thanks for on the net, Keith, just in case you get. And anybody on the net, I do wish you a very, very happy new year. And I'll say that as well, just in case I do forget. And a good one as well. And my name is Colin, just in case some of you don't know. I'm running 20 watts to a Humbrum amplifier from a Coda AT5, and my location is near Minehead in Somerset, West Somerset. And I'm sort of facing the Bristol Channel, so there we go.
And we're now just to another bit of that channel for
Clara, which is coming back as a positive feedback in this microphone. So there you go. Well, I'm bright-eyed, bushy-eyed, and I always think that the first Thursday is a teller of what's going to happen for the rest of the year. I've been headphones, I'm a breakfast, I've been shirt on, I've cleaned underpants, so I think I'm feeling doing pretty well, and that's why I'm up here, and normally I'm not. So it's a good start, and the weather here is rather dull, but I have hopes, and I think it might have just been raining there now. I look out the window, it just might have been, so there we go. So lovely signals from just about everybody. Quickly run down. Trevor,
you're 5 and 7. 5 and 7,
Rob is weak. Stewart 5 and 9. Laurie 5 and 5. And I think it was Pete was 5 and 7. And we have also Martin, of course, 5 and 9 plus. Jim is Pearl, 5 and 9 plus plus. And looking down here, Tony with 5 and 7 or 5 watts. Doing very well on that, Tony. And Ryan will have fun. Not I think. From Houston. So there we go. So, over to you then. I will step in the second round. Now I'm up here and about. And fiddling around. So, thanks for going. What is the next one, Keith? And nice to hear you. From Golf Road Tango, Sierra, Kilowatt.
Good, Colin. G3TSK, G3XGW, yeah. 5 over 9 on peaks. And you sound like you're all set up for the new year then, Colin. Yes, apparently somewhere in Somerset got the 16.5 degrees yesterday, or something like that. Which apparently is an all-time record. It's already 13.5 here this morning, so we might be in for a fairly warm, well, a mild day, I think is a better way to put it. Anyway, not lovely to hear you, Colin, and a happy new year to you. Next I've got G1DNZ. Would you like to go ahead? G3XGW.
Yes, G1DNZ. Yes. Good morning, everyone. Happy new year. Running the 10192,
Anyway, a few bits to also pass it around, and thank you for running with that, and let's hope it can keep on going this year.
Yes, okay, Graham, G1DNZ, G3XGW. Yes, lovely signal from you, but peaking, you came up to 10 over 9. Quite slowly came up to 2, we finished off just around the 9, and the signal crept up. A little bit of hum, but nothing to worry about. I know you probably know about that anyway. But certainly plenty of mod on that that modified marine set. That's something I remember doing. Something rather similar back in the 60s. Very good. Right, next station I have is GAURE. I'm fairly sure I heard you call in, Jonathan. GAURE, GD3XGW.
G3XTW, and you've been my best, you're taking this on Radio Echo. Good morning, everybody. My name's Jonathan, QTH Chichester, and using the Wireless 19 plus an 813 amplifier into dipole. So, WX this morning, well, really hot. The sun was coming through and everything was lighting up. Lovely sunrise this morning, but I think it's gone a bit overcast now. So hopefully it'll come back out again. And so give a few reports. Yourself, Keith, 5 and 9. Trevor, 5 and 5. FGX,
readability 5, I
revert to a dipole to pick you up there, Bob.
TCRWY, readability 5 there, Laurie. YJO, 5, readability 5 again. And Tony, with the crew 12, great job there, 5 and 5. And the rewound mod transformer is doing a great job. And good setup, you put there. Paul, John, KCF, Ken, 5, actually very strong on your ART 13, 5 and 9. G0WRL down in Portsmouth, Portland rather, for readability 5. Stuart, massive signal here, 5 and 9 plus 10 on the beverage. It takes a big signal to get that sort of signal level. G4SBF, Peter, the Ajax down in Southampton, again, readability 5, signal strength 4 on the beverage, and 5 and 9 plus 20 on the dipole. Colin, 5 and 5. And I can hear the TRF in the background there. And T1DN, Graham, 5 and 7 on the beverage pointing in your direction. And the TRS-19 modified. Can hear a little bit of hum in the background there. So anyway, thanks very much for running the net there, Keith. I'm going for a family walk, so hopefully the sun will come out for that. So just to wish everybody a very happy 2022. So G3XTW, take it. So George, thank you. This on Radio Echo on the 19 high power. Over.
Yes. Very good, Jonathan. G8URE, G3XTW with a VMARS net. Yes, happy New Year to you, of course, as well. Hope the walk goes well. Hope you get a bit of sunshine. But you were peaking 20 over 9, actually, with a bit of phase distortion, so certainly putting out a good signal on that setup. Right, next I've got G4WPD, Whiskey Papa Delta. We'll be all been admiring your shack in signal. G3XGW, bye.
G3XGW, the VMARS net. G4WPD returning. Well, good morning to newcomers that I haven't said good morning to already. The range 10 Q. About 5 miles. KW Vanguard and my lovely Edison A12 receiver. Signal reports so far. The strongest is Stuart and Paul, both of them wrecking my S meter. Tony, on your wireless set 12, absolutely phenomenal. Tony, 5 and 9 plus 5. Absolutely incredible. I did manage to hear Laurie, 20WRY there. He started off with the Laurie at 4x4 and then quite drastically left. So, very, very good indeed. This is a return to BRH, 5 and 8 to 5 and 9 there, nice signal. And everybody else has been running just on the 5 and 9 with me. So, there's already been mentioned, signals and conditions are very, very good as well here. What else to mention? Somebody did ask earlier on about the KW net, the annual KW net for KW radio equipment. I believe that is on next weekend, as far as I'm aware. 3.775 megahertz, plus or minus. I don't know quite what the situation is for calling in on AM, but there's the frequency, so no doubt inquiry form during the week to find out if I've got a separate frequency for AM or not. I don't know. And also, I think somebody else suggested probably a trial band or a top band AM net. Yeah, sounds a good plan. Quite infused with that. I can use one for Kodo 85 for what it was really meant for. Although we've used the 85 quite successfully on this net, and a great little wireless 782. WX here, I can very gladly report that there are rows of sun
bursting through the shack window here. And very, very pleasant it is to see as well. The temperature outside, I'm just looking out there now, it says it's just on 10 degrees C, and the pressure for those that are interested is 10 millibars. So that's about it from this end, Keith. Thank you for the comments on the shack. We are going to have, again, another revamp of the shack. We've got, of course, Heathkit DX4 to come in here, and he's trying to find space. So it's going to be a big revamp here, but obviously not until late spring, early summer. We're going to start off on that project. We'll do a revamp and upgrade. I won't be back second time round. I've got a few things to do today, and I've got to go over and see our daughter-in-law and her family. Wish them all happy new year. So with that, I wish you all a very, very happy, peaceful, prosperous new year. And as we said earlier, let's hope there's plenty of rain this year. So 73 is one and all. Thanks for the pleasure of your company. Chief of Government, I'm the county of Surrey. As well, soon, I'm briefly listening, and I'll be back for a second inning, Chief. Over to you.
GWPD.
G3XTW, with a big mouse there.
Yes, hi, Ken. Very good indeed. And, my signal for the Vanguard, so it's like coming back and looking to the right. And I see from the picture in the newsletter, not signal, is it? It's a newsletter that's just arrived of featuring your shack, that you've got the mark on Vanguard as I have. But it's certainly putting out a nice signal. And it's a good idea actually to put pictures of people in their shacks, I think, in the newsletter. It's nice to get a mental... My problem is I get a mental picture of someone from The Voice, which is always completely wrong.
And then when you do finally see a photograph or meet the person,
it's always a bit of a shock. So, in our case... Excuse me. In our case, I have that problem.
Okay.
Next station we've got is White Rabbits, G4JSX, G3XGW.
G3XGW, G4JSX, good morning, Keith. Caught me slightly, you might sound a bit flustered, caught me slightly unawares there. Good morning to everybody else, and season's greetings. My name is Martin, and my location, Brinklow, near Coventry. Where I think the sun is coming out. We've got high and light cloud, so it could be a nice day. Running 100 watts from the modified BE527 VHF, a base station made by Burndept, powered by a home ground 80 litre 10X package crystal. So it works on 80 metres by plugging different crystals in, and driven by a Pi tulip microphone. And those 100 watts go to a balanced ATU, thereafter 80 millimetre spaced ladder line to a loop aerial about 90 metres in circumference, roughly. And the receiver is a Racal RA1772. Conditions not particularly good for me, I'd say they were average this morning. Keith, you're 5 and 9 approx. Haven't got a proper calibrated S meter on the 1772, so 5 and 9 is fully quietening. Anything other than fully quietening is not 5 and 9. Having said that, Ian in Brittany was 5.8, PVC 5.9, 5 and 7 with some QRM. Oh, Paul, if he's listening, I hope he has fun painting outside. You wouldn't believe that people could actually paint the first day of the new year, would you? Because it's so warm. A G4KCF can, 5 and 8 plus, maybe not quite 5 and 9. G0RYL, only about 2 and 2 with me. Not a good copy at all, a bit of QRM in fact. G4SPF, 5 9. on the Ajax with QSB and QRM. Colin TSK, good to hear you, Colin. Haven't heard you for a while. 5 and 8 with a bit of QSB. Grey MG1DNZ, 5 and 8. GTYJO, 5 and 8 on the 53 set. GURA, 5 and 8 plus. Touching 5-9, G4WPD, 5-9. 5-8 for Tony, G3-1-H from the truck. And Keith, you're right, it does sound like it has an unmistakable sound to it, doesn't it, the 12 set. And Laurie, lastly, 2E0WRY. Only about a 2 and 2 this morning, Laurie. Not conditions not against us, I think. So,
back to you, Keith.
The QNH here, for those interested, 29.9 inches of mercury, or 10-13 millibars. You may hear the whirring noises from the two blowers on the B527. One to call the modulator, one to call the 4CX250Bs. This is a single valve transmitter. Okay, back to you, Keith. G3XGW, G4JSX.
G4JSX, G3XW, yes, fine, Martin, and yes, certainly hear the engine room in the background. It has that sort of sound to it, but very good indeed. 5-9, lovely signal, and it's very satisfying home grinding crystals, isn't it? I take a lot of pleasure from doing that. I've done quite a few now. It usually works. Right, the 29.9 here also, inches of mercury, just starting to fall slightly. So that's the report from this end. Over to Gerald, G3LEO, G3XGW.
G3LEO, well, very good morning to you, Keith, and welcome to my house. And, for Laurie, good to hear Siam on the news last night, Laurie, about the gentleman in Siam who the charity. I suppose that wasn't you, was it? So with that, that's about it, Keith. I'm running the QCS 12 and copy the aerial.
G3LEO, G3XGW, well, sounding very bad on the TCS this morning, Gerald, and peaking 10 over 9. Very slow, sort of gentle QSB, nothing to take your signal down very far. So, very nice to hear you, and happy New Year, of course. Right, couple more, about three more to go on the list at the moment, so over to you, GHCDC, G3X,
G3XVW from GHCDC, yes, good morning Keith, good morning everybody, and a very happy New Year to everybody, let's hope it's a better one this year. Your signals, Keith, very strong signal from you and lovely modulation, so I think you're top of the shop for control this morning, Keith. Here running the C11 R210, putting out, looking at the meter now, about 70 watts, into the Tudor radio frequency aerial number 7, which is actually set to produce 50 ohms from the C11.
Maybe this year I shall get my loop up. I've been saying it for quite a few years now. I'll have to make a new year's resolution to make a big effort. But it doesn't involve tree climbing. Anyway, great to hear you. MW0XHO, John, over to you. G3XGW with the VMARS net.
MW0XHO, Curly, with
Thank you.
lovely signal with lovely mod.
Bob RYL just heard with QRM locally, not helping at all. Stuart CDI romping in another 1509.
Five
star. Pete looked at this full sign before. G4 Sierra Bravo Foxtrot with an Ajax. Good signal into Conway.
Five bit of QSB, so it was 5-7-9.
TSK Colin, great to hear you on, Colin. Keep it up, join us every week. Good to hear you. Tony Watts doing very well, you're 5-9. And 8-5, plus an amp, sounding really good. G1 DS there, 5-97, also 5-9. Jonathan URE, 5-8 tonight, bit of QSB there, Jonathan, with the amplified RSF-90. G4, Whiskey Papa Delta on the Vanguard, again, 5-8 with QSB. Martin, last again, 5-9 plus with that 25 pound set, works very well indeed. Gerald, you know, you're not as strong as normal, Gerald, but a lovely, lovely transmission. Sounding really good to see again, beautiful mod, 5-7-9. Peter, CDC. I didn't know that the analysis could work so well. I think it's only nice. 5-9 plus is the only strong signal. So, I'm only going to be here till 10, so I've probably gone when you're doing the second round. I'm getting the Morgan thing, working on it all week. Going out to the generator from the coast here down to the Detroit and back, which is an angle event. You know, it's a myself and a colleague who lives quite near here, we're going out in our own car. So we're up to in Conway. Cheerio from me for now. Back to you, Chief.
W0XHO, G3XGW, yes, great transmission from you, John. Good 2011, probably a bit more, so you think you're on one step for the time. And so it's been, it's only 1509, working extremely well. I'm guessing you've got past your obstruction, held on across your software, hopefully by now. And I hope the Morgan performs well, and sounds like a nice trip. And hopefully you've got some dry weather. None of us like to take our old cars out in the wet, do we?
But anyway, have a good drive.
Last station I've got on the list at the moment is G4JXK. Would you like to go ahead, G3XGW?
Yes, G3XGW, G4JXK, retain Lucas Nat. Happy for everybody. I do apologise for the poor error. I'm using a KW Viceroy with the insert decoder. I'm just going to put in a modulation. I'm trying to balance my signal, but it's a little bit distorted, I think. But anyway, that's the setup. My name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor. The location is Brixham in Devon. And I won't give everybody a report this morning, but it's just to say that everybody on the network is Q4, which is very good. Got a lot of slow QSB on the signals, but nice to hear everybody on the net. I do a lot of listening and not so much transmitting though, please. So I'm off the knees dropping on the net, so hopefully that's get the gist of what's going on the VMaster group there, Pete. Well, so your idea of how sharing might be on this year there, Stuart. I look forward to catching up with you there. We also say hello with our campus store there. KW net as well, KW week, next week. I shall try and get on that with the last one as well. After I use this, it's only for Brightman, but I have an LG 300 as well, which I've used on that a couple of times. I will just get off and get that back on AM. So how's the modulation thing? I'm not sure whether it's okay or not. So I'll put it back to you there, Keith. Thanks for running the net, and happy new year to everybody on there this morning. G4JXK.
G4JXK, G3XW. Well, fine, Dave, and nice to hear you this morning.
You're teaching 15 over. Don't have any viceroys on the AM, do we? And it sounded funny. Well, it was quite interesting, actually. When you're peaked with the QSB, I've got 15 over, the AM sounded fine. But as you drop down into, I guess, phase distortion or propagation distortion, whatever we're calling it these days, it did become very much like a sideband signal. So maybe there was a slight lack of carrier for the amount of noise. When it was up, it was great. I haven't got any easy way of putting any additional carrier in here. Viceroy, I remember there was a viceroy when I was at college in the radio club, and I did have a go with it once, but I didn't do very well, I didn't think. Quite an interesting beast. Yeah, it'd be good to get on the KW net. I shall try and get on the as well on the day. Right, well, let's get over my list. Gentlemen, so I'll take a listen, see if there's any other stations wishing to join. G3XGW, standing by. Couple there, there might have been a third one. I've got Randy and Zero LSL and Stuart. Lovely to hear you, Stuart. G3YPS. Was there another station there?
Hot Whiskey Charlie.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, Tom. Andy, I heard first. Zero LSL, G3XGW. Check it.
Saturday AM, not this is my third. Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, everyone else in there. As you correctly said, the name is Andy, and QTH is Cranley in Surrey, which is about 8 miles south of Guildford. On the Icon 7300, literally only just switched on, so I haven't even heard yourself yet. It will be a one and only. Got to get organised and got to go and get some work done. Wish everyone a happy new year, and you're the only one I've heard, Keith. You're about 5.9+5 on the display here. Right, okay, I'm going to say 7.3 and clear. Yes, okay, Andy. M0 LSL G3XGW returning. Yes, well, you were just over the 9. Almost at 800. So nice to meet you this morning. Able to stay. So nice of you to call in anyway. Happy New Year, of course. I'm Stuart, G3YPS. Over to you, Stuart, and thank you very much for your lovely Christmas card. G3YPS, G3XGW. YPS, G3XGW, fine, Stuart. Yes, well, you're peaking 10 over 9. So, nice signal from the TCS there. And nice to hear you this morning. Happy New Year, of course. I hope you managed to get a bit more travelling in this this year. And I know you like to get out and about.
Okay, let's just take one more listen, and then we'll go back to the top after a little announcement. G3XGW, bye. All quiet. Very good. Well, if anybody's listening to this and wondering what it's all about, this is the VMARS Saturday Morning AM Net. VMARS, the Vintage and Military Radio Society, has been around for quite a while now. I never can remember quite how long it is, but it's a great society, and I see from the latest newsletter people are still wanting to join, so I think it's over 600 members now, from what I can understand. The society really is about the connection, restoration, operation of the military and vintage amateur equipment, radio, and lots of extremely knowledgeable people and helpful people within the group. So if you're into that sort of thing, it's a great organisation to join. I put out a monthly newsletter to keep people abreast of what's happening, and it's all excellent quality. Very nice indeed. The society runs a couple of email reflectors, one for general discussion and another one for sales and wants. Move equipment down and so on. And possibly find out things a bit. If I sort of do that, I'm afraid. A great website with all the information on there you'll find on vmars.org.uk, and a document archive which is nice and easy to access, and a lot of information on there if you're struggling to find a manual or a circular. So that's VMARS, and hopefully VMARS will have another excellent year. And despite the restrictions we've had up to now, there's been quite a lot of options online, and we're looking forward to some in-the-flesh auctions, which will be great. So, with that, I'll go back to the top of the list and see who's still on the net. Trevor wasn't sure whether he was going to be there, but we'll give you a try. PA3POH, G3XGW.
Yeah, still the Jeep, and you were just about direct. Sometimes you're jumping up quite nicely, quite strongly, so we're setting you quite well, and then occasionally you're coming down to the fine light, which is about a 5 and 8 or so.
Definitely come up from the first service. They obviously got things tuned up. We're pitching 5 or 10 over 9 or not over. So very nice indeed. Enjoy the walk. And
if you don't think if it's okay, I'll bring you in with Stuart. If that's all right,
if you've got time constraints, just wait in and say.